At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just finished a sweep of the Toronto Blue Jays. They now head to Cincinnati to take on the last-place Cincinnati Reds in a 3-game set. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Jeremy Schilling and Terry Cushman. So, guys, let's dive right in. This series starts on Friday, 7:10 p.m. Cutter Crawford going up against Andrew Abbott. Jeremy, who do you got in game one?
So I've been predicting the Red Sox to lose for the last 3 series, and it's not going well, guys. It's just not going well. And Crawford's coming off a better start. The offense has really been going. The day off scares me. It feels like it could be one of those situations where it's a momentum killer. You know, like when you're entering the All-Star break hot and you come out otherwise. I hope I'm wrong. Crawford's 3-6, 3.54 ERA. Andrew Abbott's 5-6, 3.42 ERA. Here's the thing that has me optimistic, okay? And I'm not going to read statistics. It's going to be like 15 seconds or less. Reds batting average, 27th in the league. On-base percentage, 19th in the league. Runs scored, 17th in the league. Home runs, 17th. And slugging, 18th. Obviously, De La Cruz is there, and he's a game wrecker, one of the most exciting players in baseball. I think if you can manage him a little bit, Crawford's going to find a little bit of success, and we can win this game. I have the Sox winning game one.
Terry, who do you got?
I am going to take the Red Sox as well. You just look at how our team profiles, and you look at Abbott's last few starts. He's not a strikeout guy. He's not going to punch guys out. He walks a bunch of people. I mean, 2 starts ago against the Cubs, walked 4 against the Brewers in his most recent start on the 15th, walked 3. He doesn't go deep into games either. And if you're going to keep this Red Sox lineup at bay, you better be punching guys out. And we haven't really gotten into it on recent shows, but as we're seeing all these young kids develop, and then even guys that you never expected, like David Hamilton, I'm getting to be a bigger Peter Fatsy guy. And whatever nerds in the analytics department that's prepping our offense game by game to show them how to attack these pitchers. And nothing about Abbott scares me. Unless Crawford turns in a dud, which I don't really expect. I think the Red Sox are going to win this, but a few guys to keep an eye on though in that lineup. Jameer Candelario having one of his best seasons ever. He's hitting 300 in the last month, 343 on base. Spencer Steer, 260 with a 321 on base. Both of those guys are power guys. And in fact, Candelario, 8 home runs in the last month. Another guy who's having a pretty good month is Jonathan India. So they've got some guys that can do some damage if you're not locked in. But I do have the Red Sox taking game one.
I'm also going to take the Red Sox. My biggest concern in this game is Crawford himself, because he's improved a little bit, but he also has some bad starts where the long ball gets to him. And that Cincinnati ballpark, Great American Ballpark, it's a home run factory. It's a hitter's ballpark. They've talked about it before. The wind kind of comes from the back of the stadium, so it pushes the ball out a lot. Cincinnati does have a lot of power hitters in their lineup, so Crawford has to be careful. He has to not just throw his cutter right down the middle of the plate like he's been, you know, doing the last couple of starts, but I still think that he'll do okay. And I think they're going up against Abbott. They haven't seen him before, which usually concerns me, but he doesn't have electric stuff. And the way the offense is going right now, I just think they'll get to him. He's a left-hander, so I think you'll see Romy playing in this game. He's kind of been on a tear lately. I just think the Red Sox offense is doing a lot of good things right now. And I think even if Crawford kind of puts up a little bit of a stinker, maybe gives up four runs and gets tagged for two homers, I think the Red Sox could go up six or seven against Cincinnati, and that'll be enough. Their bullpen's been red hot, so they'll be able to contain the rest of that lineup. So I've got the Red Sox in game one as well. I just think their offense is too good. So with that, we'll move to game two, Saturday afternoon at 4:10, Nick Pivetta against Frankie Montas. Jeremy, who do you like in game two?
I like the Sox. I like what I saw from Pivetta in the Blue Jays series coming off a seven-inning performance. Gave up nine hits, but limited it to three earned runs. He's 4-4 with a 3.88 ERA. Montas is 3-5 with a 4.62 ERA. But, guys, listen to his last five games. He's given up four earned runs, three earned runs. He basically shut out Colorado over seven, so that's the outlier. Then against the Cubs, four earned runs in an inning and a third. And then another short start against Milwaukee, three earned runs, has got his ERA up to 4.62. He's not pitching well. I just like Pivetta's ability to compete in these types of games. And with, again, the way the Red Sox are going, 8-2 in their last 10. The Reds are 4-6. On paper, this is a game that I think the Red Sox should win.
Terry, who do you got in game two?
Agree with Jeremy. The other thing Montas has been struggling with, like Abbott, is the walks. And he's put three on base via the walk in each of his last two starts. That Cubs outing, total bloodbath. He only recorded four outs, five hits, four earned. The three walks, as I mentioned. This Red Sox offense is a wagon. And the only hope that the Reds have is to simply win a high-scoring game. And Pivetta, like I said, I mean, he had his best start in a few starts in his recent outing against the Blue Jays, but it wasn't stellar, and he got slapped around, you know, for nine hits. And this ballpark, the ball will fly more than it did in Toronto. So, but I just can't. Based on the matchups, I have to pick the Red Sox.
Yeah, once again, the long ball might be a concern here. Pivetta tends to give him up. This is a homer-friendly park, but I can't pick against the Red Sox in this one. I think Frankie Montas is mostly cooked. I don't think he has much left. Pivetta has –